late last year, you simply posted your beliefs about marriage on your Facebook page. Talk about the series of events between then and now. What happened? Why are we here today?
Well, it was just that we gave an honest answer to a very complex social question, which was, we believe in marriage between a man and a woman, and my wife and I, because of our religious beliefs, cannot participate in promoting a ceremony at our home backyard that goes against our Catholic faith. And we respectfully referred these people somewhere else when this first started 3 years ago, but this issue came back up as people were kind of harassing us, and starting in August is when we really got a lot of pressure on Facebook. And immediately when we posted our beliefs on Facebook, the city of East Lansing started calling us and emailing us saying, we don't want you to come into our city with the fruit that you're growing and sell it to anyone. And ultimately, we did go back to the farmers market. There were no protests. There was not even complaints. And we finished serving everyone like we had for the last 7 years at the farmers market. And then it was this winter when we went to reapply to continue to serve everyone at the farmers market that the city said, no, you're not allowed because of your statement of beliefs that you made at your farm outside of our city. And that's when we started realizing that we needed to find a good team to help us stand up for this. And it's not just about us and our ability to sell apples at a farmer's market. It's about every American's ability to not only believe, but speak freely, and then to live out those beliefs at their own home without the fear of government punishment.
And so tell me about that. You said a team to help stand with you. Alliance Defending Freedom and your able attorney, Kate Anderson, has been with you really since this conflict began. What's it been like to know that Alliance Defending Freedom is there to help you?
You know, it's been night and day. We mentioned about August when we had made this statement, and all of a sudden people were saying things about our family. They didn't even know us. They weren't true. And all of, unfortunately, negativity that came on our Facebook page and unfortunately death threats and all this negative, untrue story was out there. But since we were able to work with ADF, literally it all just turned around. We were able to tell the truth about the story and what we believe and our freedom to speak freely about our beliefs. And then we've been overwhelmed with all of the positive emails and voicemails and letters, and the prayers that we received supporting us have really been awesome. And not just for people that believe what we believe, but what's really been compelling is the people that have contacted us saying, we believe differently than you, but we support your freedom to believe and to speak freely about those beliefs.